Talk. So things TB, of course, we're doing it over the next couple of weeks. Now Babengomane, he's back. Last week we had Uto Tantlego, but this week Babengomane is back. Welcome to Rise FM again. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you to you and also our listeners out there. We hope that they have just enjoyed the week.
Yeah.
And let's celebrate winter.
And celebrated.
It's going to be nice, yes, because there are those who have bought their blankets. They've never used them.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
You have bought a lot of nice jackets, but you've never had an opportunity. So this is an opportunity.
Absolutely. Winter is actually one of my favorite seasons. I love it so much.
Go and stay in Cape Town.
Wow. No, but I love it. It's wonderful, you know, like you get to stay home, you know, watch movies, dress up. I absolutely love it. But Babengomane, thank you so much for coming back. I think quickly, maybe if we can do a quick recap on some of the things we were talking about over the past 3 weeks.
Yes. You know, we've talked about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But let me just do some little bit of a highlights.
Yeah.
On what was the key topics for the 3 weeks that you have been coming from, that you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you just give me one that you, as far as you remember. You remember, we'll have to engage our listeners as well.
Yeah.
Let me start with you.
No, oh my God.
I'll have to evaluate whether have you captured something.
Over the past couple of weeks, I think the biggest thing that I've captured is the importance of everyone, stressing that everyone goes and regularly gets themselves checked for TB. It's not just somebody, it's something le effecta bandula batala, which is something I think most of us sikhule sicabanga ukuthi no. You know, mhlambi affecta bandula batala. Also kids, something that we spoke about a bit, but we didn't really stress over it too much, and how they get affected. TB, pregnant women. Yes, I remember.
In terms of percentage, how much do you want me to give?
To give me?
Yes, from what you have answered.
Well, I mean, you're the teacher, so you would know.
You know, we have talked about the era of TB.
Yeah.
Of which it was so critical that in the past there was no treatment for TB.
Uh-huh.
Of which now we do have a treatment for TB.
And that was the first thing we spoke about.
Yes, we spoke about that. And also, we've talked how people they were treated by then.
Uh-huh.
And if ever in terms of comparing by then and today, really today, you are so much lucky enough because TB is curable.
Mm-hmm.
And TB is preventable.
Mm-hmm.
And today you can go back to your normal life once ever a person has been infected with TB.
Yeah.
And the second week we've talked about the issue of how the TB is investigated.
Mm.
That we've talked about the issue of the golden way of making sure that the person they've got TB is through TB's producing sputum. I know that people they don't like sputum, but we clinicians, that is the only way to make sure that at least we collect the sputum, because it will give us up to 100% that definitely this person has got TB.
Yeah.
And also we've talked briefly about the types of TB, that most of the time it affects the lungs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, inside the lungs, this oxygen, it's warmth, it's moist. It's, you know, the TB bacilli can easily multiply itself inside the lungs.
Yeah.
Because it's highly nutritious.
Yeah.
So, but it's not only inside the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
TB can also go and station itself elsewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe it can go to the bone, it can go to the brain, of which you don't want that. It can go to the spinal cord, to the... Now we're experiencing a lot of TB of the stomach.
Shucks, okay.
Yes, so it can go anywhere.
Are the symptoms different?
Yes, in terms of the symptoms of TB, definitely it's different, because on the chest, which is called pulmonary TB, it's mainly cough and difficulty in breathing, sweating, having night sweats, and generalized body weakness. in terms of kids' failure to thrive, meaning that their milestones is not good as opposed to. So, you know, instead of crying loud, you say, because the child is, you know.
That's how they express themselves, because they can't speak.
Yeah, because they can't speak.
Yeah.
But if ever the TB, it's extra pulmonary TB.
Yes.
Extra pulmonary TB, it's outside the lungs. If it is outside the lungs, it's a localized pain most of the time.
Okay,
you'll find that it's TB of the bones. The person will be ever complaining of, my bones are blue, my tumble army are blue, cannot able to walk, cannot able to bend.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find that is a TB of the brain or meninges.
Yeah.
This person will ever complain of severe headaches, continuous severe headaches.
Yeah.
Taking medication and stuff like that. But this is not going anywhere. Sometimes it might be followed by dizziness and blurred vision, because everything, remember, the brain is the one that controls everything.
Yeah.
So if ever in case of the kidneys, obviously on the left side of the abdomen,
yeah,
localized pain, that means it's this person is somehow got a problem there. The only way is to go to a doctor and be properly diagnosed. Then you'll get proper medication. Still on the type of TB that we've talked about. We've talked about the TB, which is just usual. I don't like to call it normal.
Yes.
But it's something that is there. It's the one that is easily treatable. We call it drug-sensitive TB, which is DS. In our clinical language, you simply call it DS.
Yeah.
Because this one, you can easily treat it, and in 6 months' time, the person will be discharged from the medication.
Mm-hmm.
But we need follow-up so that the treatment and the person, they are well taken care of. Because we don't just start medication, then they say, go home. Hambikaya, we want to pumanjan. It's a continuous 2 weeks, monthly, until the person is discharged from TB. Most unfortunately, there's another TB which is now seems to be there. Resistant TB, drug resistant TB. We call it drug resistant because the drugs that are given to this individual, they are resistant. Remember the word resistant, it means that you keep on giving, but it doesn't help. So it resists. Joe, like umang tsmanjena, we resist umang kutema kusingandeleti.
Yes.
Yabona into lefana nale.
By drugs, you are referring to the medication that they are given.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not talking of those drugs.
I was a bit confused.
No, unfortunately, when it comes to us as clinicians or working in the institution, when you talk of drugs,
you're talking medication.
Okay.
I just wanted to clarify that on air. We're not speaking about drugs, the ones that you told him. We are speaking about drugs that medicated drugs.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Babengomane, when are you guys bringing the van so we can get tested?
You know what? You've just reminded me about the digital chest X-ray. We call it's a digital X-ray because it's another method of diagnosing TB.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not only the sputum per se, but also with the X-rays, you can able to the X-rays which are used today is unlike the previous one, the analog one.
Mm-hmm.
But now they take the picture now, then it interprets whether you have TB or not, but it doesn't replaces the human being.
Yeah.
But it will just assist with you to say, this person have got TB. Mm-hmm. Remember today, we are still expecting our listeners to send their
questions. Absolutely. So we've been talking about it throughout the show. We've got a couple of questions.
Okay.
But if you do want to ask more questions, 072-885-7702 or at RiseFM 943. Do you want to get into the questions now, or is there something that you want to elaborate
No, not really. But you know what? The last week, we unfortunately had to apologize for last week. There was a serious glitch when it comes to the connectivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the doctor wanted to explain much more about the TPT.
Yes, preventative
therapy.
Yes.
It's one of the things that the nationwide or globally, we are on that trend to make sure that at least we prevent TB through medication.
Yes.
You don't have
What do you mean?
You don't have TB.
But I must take medication.
But you must take medication.
No, it
differs. I don't want to preempt because we've planned that the doctor will come back again.
Okay, lovely.
But you don't have TB, but you get medication for TB because you have been in contact with the person who's got TB.
So the best way,
because you'll find that you cannot get TB today, then the TB starts to show today. But it will give some, it can give you 0 month up to 12 years, up to 12 months, even more than that. So the best way, if ever I've been in contact with a person on TB, you might find that the Mycobacterium TB is there in your body, but it's still not yet worsened up.
Absolutely.
So now you get the TB preventative therapy, which is shortly is called TPT.
All right. So I think let's go into the music. When we come back, we take more questions. I thought what you were saying when you were saying, you have to take medication for TB, I thought you meant everybody should start taking medication for TB, not just people who have been around. But then also, just before we go into the music, if you say TB is airborne, and I mean, we are around people every day, so we don't know who has TB. I mean, I can go to an establishment right here downstairs and somebody could have had TB. So should everybody not be taking the medication then?
Okay, but before, no, not everybody should take medication.
Yeah.
Remember, it will depends on the time that you've spent with the person who's got TB. You stay with this person for the whole night, sharing same breath in one room, closed windows, shaking hands, whatever.
Yeah.
It's easy. And also it depends with your immune system.
Yeah.
Remember a person who's living with HIV.
Yeah.
Not HIV positive, living with HIV.
But what does that mean?
It means
what
that
is the difference?
No, I'm trying to cushion this statement of mine.
Okay.
I don't like the issue of TB. Yeah, TB positive. But you are living with HIV.
Yes. Okay. All right. I hear you.
You're just living with HIV.
Yeah.
So the immune system is very much compromised.
Yeah.
Not very much. It's compromised. So it's easy for this person to have TB.
Yeah.
And remember, the TB bacilli can stay on air for some time.
Yeah.
You'll find that it can stay on air for even up to zero to 12 hours, still on air.
Yeah.
So any person, when you take a breath, you also inhale it. But as I've mentioned, it all depends with the immune system of this individual.
It all has to do with who you were with in close proximity.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that because songa siya puma every day, si mi sebendini siya ititolo, that we will all be affected. So you need to be in close proximity for a number of hours with somebody for you to be investigated. Am I right?
Screened first.
Okay, screened.
Yeah, then investigated.
Okay.
But I'm intelligent enough.
Let's go into the music. When we come back, we take your questions. It's Rise of Him.
Oh,
so much for not touching that dial. It's All Things TB this hour. It's Health Talk alongside Isaac Ngomane. We are talking questions today. So we're taking your questions on 072-885-7702. All right, Babe Ngomane.
Mm.
I need to find a nickname for you, actually.
My other name is Sipho.
Sipho.
Yeah.
No, but still, I need a nickname that...
I don't know.
Yes.
You'll have to talk to my mother.
All right. Let's get into it. Uthando from Mbombela says, can I do my TB screening even when I'm not feeling very sick? And how much would it cost me? I think we spoke about this once or twice.
Yes, I'm happy. You can do TB screening at any health facility. It's free of charge.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it will be great when you go to the facility to say, I'm not sick, but I simply came in here just for TB screening and investigation. I don't want only, we don't always prefer that people, they just go for TB screening.
Yeah.
They must go for TB screening, then investigation.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I've indicated to you that you can't wear shoes, then wear socks.
Yeah.
You'll have to do it
the other way around.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like HIV, I know they say you have to come for, is it like 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with TB, how different is it? How much time should I stay at home without having gone to check for a TB?
You can go at, you cannot go today and tomorrow. And
yeah,
then,
obviously.
But it's better if in case, you do it at least every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, if, particularly for the, for a person who is also HIV positive.
Okay.
And for those people who have been previously being treated with TB, mm-hmm. because it's easy for it to re-care. Mm-hmm. So, and for those people, actually, there are those people who are very much vulnerable to have TB every now and then, like those people who are working in the mines.
Yeah.
Yes. And those people who, for, actually, if you have a person from here have been an inmate.
Yeah.
We used to call them small shy, but I'll seem nice.
Oh, but, is it?
Yeah, but it's an inmate.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually,
so
now that you mentioned that, Babe Ngomane, what I want to understand is when you say there are people that are more prone to TB.
Yes.
Do you mean when they are in close proximity or because vele their immune systems are a bit weaker?
All what you have mentioned. If in case I would do as a multiple choice, I'll say all, whatever you've mentioned. Close proximity, you're working with people with weight, you know, we are highly congested. Maybe, you know.
Okay, but what is it in the system that forms TB when I didn't get it from somebody else? I don't know if my question's making sense.
There's no way where you can just pick it anywhere.
Yeah.
It needs to have an index. An index, you're talking of a person who's got TB.
Okay.
That is an index. Unfortunately, that is the way to go. Well, I understand, but I cannot able to say it's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they say from any other animals, but I don't want to commit myself on that one. At this point of time, we're talking of an index person.
So what you're saying is if we work in the mine, none of us have TB, then there's no way that we would get TB.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. I was a bit confused.
Definitely.
All right. All right. Okay. Let's see our next questions. Menzi from Iligazi says, can smoking cigarettes cause TB?
Mm-hmm. Yo, it's one of the causative factors. Because remember, the lungs, they are so much prone for any chest infections,
yeah,
with a person who's a smoker.
Yeah.
Because the inside, there's a smoke accumulation inside the lungs. Instead of proper gaseous exchange, excrete oxygen, I mean, or carbon dioxide, and uses the oxygen and then goes through the blood vessels. Unfortunately, in this case, it will go with the nicotine, which is a poison for the entire body.
Uh-huh.
So we always discourage smoking.
Okay.
In all format, whether sure. Snuff, whether ihabli. Well, please, let's try to refrain from it. Run away as you say it. Please.
That's something that we also have to talk about, because there's a lot of the youth at the end of the day that do smoke hubbly. But when you go through social media, there's also a lot of people that are, you know, fighting against it, because a lot of people are now ending up in hospital.
I don't know the actual ingredients of those hubbly things.
Yeah.
And, but I think for me, it's very much harmful.
Yeah.
So I don't know the content.
Yeah. No.
And because I understand some, they say there are gunema minty, gunema che, gunema cherry flavor. I don't have an idea.
Yeah.
So and your body, your immune system, and my immune system, it completely differs.
Yeah.
So
no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So we just refrain yourself. You might look as if when you don't want to form part of us, but it's better that way for your own health.
Yeah, I used to be one of those people.
Well, self, you don't declare.
Oh,
let's hope
goodness.
It was just a matter of me and you.
Yeah. No, look, I think it was just a phase, and I kind of, you know, got over it. It's not a healthy thing to do. So I'm encouraging other people who are listening right now, guys, it's not healthy.
You know, the best pastors are the ones who have been doing a lot of wrong things.
Yeah.
Because they know exactly what is the situation out there.
Yeah.
And what are the outcomes of it. So I'm happy that you have managed to escape.
No, thank you. I thank you so much. All right. Growing up, I always thought TB affects the elderly. As 18, can I also find myself affected? That's Sia from Emalahleni.
Yes. There's no age, but when it comes to TB, the elder, they're the ones who are much more prone.
Okay.
Because the immune system starts to go down.
Deteriorate.
Yeah, more like the kids. Remember, the kids, they're also the same.
Yeah.
And they say, as you're young, and then you grow, as you grow towards the end,
yeah,
you become young again.
Yeah.
So the immune system becomes weakened again.
Yeah.
Particularly for you, most of the adults, usually about 50, 60 or so, about 50 mainly, they might be having one or two chronic illnesses,
sure,
like sharp, like diabetic mellitus, hypertension.
Yeah.
That gives depresses the immune system by then. That is why all the age groups, they need to make sure that at least they are screened and investigated for TB.
All right. So we are running out of time, but we've got about two questions left. This one, very important. I have been coughing. Yes, I've been coughing for the past 3 weeks now, and it's happening for the first time. What other signs must I look out for to rule out TB? That's Anonymous from Mbombela.
As long as there's a cough. I'm not saying that I'm confirming to be TB,
yeah,
but better run to your nearest health facility. It's free of charge, remember.
Yes.
Yes.
And let's not remember, TB does kill. I'm not trying to scare the person that asked the question but I think that's something to stress, that it does kill. And, you know, I mean, there's a weird thing happening right now, Babingomane. A lot of people are getting sick, and iflu yakuzala ayisafani neflu yamanje. So we need to go get checked out.
Please, yeah, with a capital P.
Yeah. Mm. No, absolutely. All right. Uspesihle from Mbalenhle says, should I be tested positive for TB? How would I be treated, and will I be expected to quarantine? I love it. And not be in contact with people.
Okay, you have never been on quarantine for a long time.
Yeah.
Then you are diagnosed on TB.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 weeks is the first critical part, a path towards treatment. That is why the person who get that we initiate him or her on treatment for the first 2 weeks, we want him or her to come back to the hospital,
uh-huh,
or to the clinic, wherever. So that we check. You need not to be quarantined.
Okay.
But you can go back to the public, and because we'll talk about stigma and discrimination.
Uh-huh.
But it's best that at least you wear a mask so that you don't others, they must not be infected with the TB. But another thing that you need to do, make sure that the person who have been in contact with, they go for TB screening, which will be eventually followed by TB investigation.
Uh-huh.
If ever they are found to be TB negative, then they're going to be initiated on TPT.
Okay. Mm. All right.
So
I just want to quickly get this straight. If you then do get if you are TB positive,
yes,
right, you don't have to go into quarantine, is what you said.
Yes, you don't need to. Otherwise, it
but
is.
If you live with people, then what's going to happen? They need to go for, kind of, what is it?
TPT, preventative therapy or treatment.
Yes.
Why? It's because the TB bacilli might be there, and but it's still an infant TB bacilli.
Okay.
So with the TPT,
yeah,
because TPT it forms part of TB treatment.
Uh-huh.
So it will kill whatever starts to mushroom as part of your immune system.
Yes.
All those who have been infected, you are diagnosed today with TB.
Yeah.
Place all those people who have been in contact with me,
uh-huh,
they need to go for TB screening,
uh-huh,
and also investigation. And if ever those people are found to be negative, they need to be initiated on TPT.
Okay.
So the greatest gift that I can give to those people whom I've been in contact with is to tell them.
Yeah. No,
then,
absolutely.
Yeah, unlike just to say, "Hey, simbonile ngasune TB," that's where the stigma and discrimination will be coming in.
Absolutely.
Then another thing that I must do as I'm newly diagnosed is to wear mask.
Okay. All right.
Open up windows, you know, make sure that where I am is very well ventilated, take my medication accordingly.
Absolutely. I really want us to, but we'll do it next week because we've run out of time. Two weeks ago, you said TB is the mother of COVID, but in COVID we had to quarantine.
Yes.
But with TB, we don't quarantine.
Remember, Kev, within 72 hours, once I've acquired COVID, it will start to show out. But with TB, it will take time.
Okay, yes. Mm. All right. Babengomani, thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's always so much fun with you.
We have fun,
we're laughing, but we're also learning, which is the most important thing. But we still want your questions, guys, on 072-885-7702. Thank you so much for sending through your questions. We, of course, will ask them another time. It's Rise FM.
Bambo, ya le rompo.